Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. So back on track. Has everyone had a chance to review the draft that that I circulated earlier last week, or later last week, I guess, as it were?
I have.
The data priorities data draft?
That's correct. Yeah, the one that was circulated on the 22nd.
Okay. Yes.
Now there was some question and comment on the mailing list regarding the process that I'd employed to put that together. So what I thought we would do on this call is spend a few minutes discussing that, and then go into any questions that anyone had about the specific list of priorities and any adjustments that we wanted to kind of manually make to that list. I don't think the call should probably take more than 30 minutes today. Hopefully it's something that we can run through fairly quickly. So on the first point, were there any questions, comments, or considerations that we should discuss regarding the process of prioritization?
Obviously, crystal clear.
Apparently. I know Mike had some suggestions for taking it another step further. I wish he was actually on this call at this point, because I think it would be worthwhile going through those. I think, though, at this point, in the interest of really just making this as painless as possible for everybody, we should simply kind of stick with the process as that we followed thus far, and perhaps take those kinds of things into account should we do this again. Maybe a quick review of the process would be useful, just in case anybody had missed one of my earlier emails on the subject. But essentially what I have done was I took each of your responses and I fed them into a spreadsheet. And then based on that spreadsheet, I was able to calculate what's called the central tendency. The central tendency is simply the median, or the middle of the road of the responses that were received. So if, for instance, somebody had said this was priority 9 and somebody else had said this was priority 10, the central tendency would be in and around 5 for that. So it would receive a ranking of 5. So each of that was calculated for the 19 different responses resulting in the list that we received here. The list itself is very, very straightforward. We could probably shift gears into the next subject now. Everybody's had a chance to review this list. Were there any specific comments on the rankings, and are there any areas where we could possibly improve these rankings, while keeping in mind that this is a rough view of what the consensus is thus far?
Yeah, Ross, it's Tom. One particular question I would have is, what exactly are we going to do with rankings? Do you envision to have a PDP for any of these topics, or do you want to kind of group them into things that are more closely connected, or what would be the next steps?
That would be a good topic to discuss, actually. Maybe we could open the floor to that, Tom. Do you have any views on that?
Well, actually, as you can see, I'm I might reveal it to the group that I'm participant B, who hasn't voted on most of the things. But what I've done is pretty much group the issues by how they would work together, meaning that all I picked out are operational topics, which go in the same direction. And I found out, and that is already, as you have outlined it, or the way you outlined it, is that you already grouped it by certain topics. And that's actually what I would do, that we say we identify 3 or more general topics and see what we can order to them, you know, and then we prioritize these groups. Mm-hmm. Because I guess there are certain things we can tackle pretty straightforward. That's just technical implementation things like the IANA ID, and that will already bring some improvement to the whole process. Other things like talking about the dispute resolution stuff, it's much harder to achieve.
Gotcha. So how would you how would you revise the list that we've got in front of us now? Would you look for themes in that list and try and group them together and then calculate a consensus based on that, or?
Well, basically what I would try to do is to identify the greater topics and then rank them and see, you know, what we think should be done first or not. Always with keeping in mind what can be achieved rather fast and what we think will be a longer process.
Right, right. One of the recommendations that came out of the review committee was that the policy development work be very discreet in nature. Are some of these not big enough for their own PDP and therefore would require us to group them together, or would grouping them together essentially lead us to biting off more than we might want to chew at this?
I guess some of them would not be big enough, like, for example, the thing with the IANA ID. I mean, that is something only a registrar actually can tell whether that's a good thing or not. That's just something in the registration process nobody has to take care of, actually.
Right.
So that's the only point that really comes from the top of my head. There are certainly others in that direction which are not as hard to resolve, actually. For example, the one... with a lock status, for example, that would be something that is just clarification work. But then other points like what would it be? G, for example, that is something we could spend years on, actually.
That's 3G?
Yeah.
Right. Does anyone else have any comments on these points?
This is Christian. I just wanted to say I do think there are some issues that need to be resolved together in that some, maybe some completely moot depending upon the resolution of another or that they really ought to be coordinated so that they're handled in the same PDP.
I'm making notes here. The silence is not... or anything like that.
Hey, Ross, this is Barbara. I mean, is the plan that all of the issues would be brought forward, and then it's just a matter of how we prioritize them in order to be able to address them and get at least some progress fairly quickly?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's the general view. You know, the question is always going to be how do we then implement that? So, for instance, here's a great question that would come out of that would be, what about those, what do we do with those items? So we have a prioritized list. Let's, for the sake of argument, say that this is the right list. The next obvious question is, are there things that are of low enough priority on this list that they shouldn't be on this list? You know, so even though the general request has been that we take this list and take it forward to the council so that they can take a look at what to do next, they are expecting some guidance around what not to do as well. So there's a couple of very practical implementation issues there. Christian has brought up another great one about how would we coordinate these issues within a PDP or a series of PDPs. For instance, the authentication, 3G and 6H are very, very closely related. Should they be part of that same PDP, or should there be some thought given to how we could roll that out? So, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, Christian, back to your question. Did you have any sense of where those dependencies lie?
I have a few. I don't have my notes handy on that. In that I was not. My understanding was that the whole process would just be run through the same PDP, and the question would be the order in which the issues were addressed.
I just to
start with, I think that J and O are fairly closely related in that really the main reason that I saw for the registered email to be shared was to handle these urgent disputes, and that it's entirely possible that a process could be developed that wouldn't require that, or in the way the process might be set up might incorporate it a way of for the emails to be shared, that sort of thing. I felt that those two issues should be handled together. I'm not remembering any of the others right off the top of my head, but I'll bring them up if we discuss this issue further.
Anyone else? I guess I'm used to a regular conference call where there's 35 people on the line, so I just went through my list and said, no, that's pretty much everybody that's on the call. So would it be then worthwhile taking a second crack at that list that attempts to bundle some of these issues up, or should we simply express this express that there are dependencies with these within these priorities that the council should seek to resolve?
This is Paul McGrady. The problem with bundling, I think, is that invariably you're going to end up moving things up and down the list by associating something that the consensus was that it was a lower priority with something that was perhaps higher up. Is there a way to resolve that, and so that the bundling doesn't skew the list? And if not, then I would think that we would just want to send it on its way and see what happens.
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Pam. Also, if you start bundling and the first one doesn't get resolved to resolve the second one, again, does that second one stay? Do they know enough to drop it down to the bottom of the list since it didn't, you know, take the two of them into consideration?
Right. That's true. I think in practice, I tend to agree with your assessment, Paul, in that I think in practice what will happen is that if there's any, if we attempt to do bundling at this level, that will encourage either further bundling or tinkering at the next and subsequent levels. And I don't know if there's anything necessarily wrong with that. I think it's just an observation about human behavior. So I think if I could make a proposal for the group that we simply express that there may be dependencies within these priorities.
Take care.
And that thought should be given if there is a PDP initiated on any of these subjects as to what those dependencies might be. I think that might be our most expedient or most efficient path forward. Does that sound like a reasonable approach for this group?
Could you outline it again?
In other words, Tom, I would in our quote unquote final report, our final recommendations, I would express a statement something along the lines of just indicating that if any of these subjects are opened up for policy development, that there may be dependencies or relationships with other things on this list, and that if that is the case, that thought should be given as to what those dependencies and relationships are.
Okay, so what you're basically saying is we will forward exactly this list to the council, and the council will take our number one pick and start a PDP on that, and before it does that, you will see to it whether there are any independencies on other subjects in that list.
Correct. And I would say this specific list, if we still have the open subject of whether or not this is the right list, but whatever list we settle on would then be forwarded on those terms.
All right. So we still have to decide which list.
Correct.
All right.
Right.
Okay. So if you talk about bundling, one thing I would have in mind is the speed of implementation, actually, because I don't really want to hold up certain issues that can be resolved rather fast, and it will have an impact, a positive impact on the transfer procedures, and due to the fact that we have a very complicated issue in front of us. For example, if you have a look at J1J, that is pretty complicated to make all the registrars comply to it. So even if you think it would be a good topic, it wouldn't be achieved for a long time.
Right, right.
So maybe we should have another crack on this list in terms of what goes fast, what goes long.
Well, one of the things I struggled with in putting the methodology together, Tom, was as it relates to what criteria we would use for prioritizing this list. So I believe, you've expressed one criteria, which is speed of implementation. Others may have used something along the lines of, net value to their particular set of stakeholders. Somebody else may have used cost. Others may have said, what's in my best interest, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not sure that we can take a second crack at this with a specific criteria in mind. Hopefully everybody's brought their own criteria to their personal valuations, and then we've blended them together with the with that averaging methodology so that we've used a multiplicity of criteria without necessarily having expressed them all.
Hello.
Even though there are things on there.
Well, that would mean that we just have a mathematical approach to it and say, well, we cannot come up with any kind of consensus of what we think is good or not, the whole group. So that's just like, I mean, we can do it. We can go down that road, but I'm not really comfortable with it, actually. Not because of my points are not taken care of, which they are. So I wouldn't mind. But we should send a stronger signal what we think is important, actually.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is if there's a view that we should use different criteria for prioritizing this list, I'd like to hear that from this group. So I've heard from Tom that he believes that that we should apply different criteria to the list. And if there's a consensus view around that, then let's do that. Let's undertake that work and come up with a second list. So I'll certainly open the floor to that question.
I just want to break in. This is Mike O'Connor. I'm joining the call late.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for joining.
This is Paul McGrady again. Not to only have one point. At some point in my life, I'm going to be brilliant and have more than one thing to say. It won't be this morning.
You're focused, Paul.
I think that we have sort of the same downside. In the first idea was to bundle them together, which could skew the ranking. The second idea, I think, is to identify for the next step what is low-hanging fruit and what's not low-hanging fruit. And I think that, first of all, that's sort of subjective because some people would look at this list and say, well, certain numbers should be easily taken care of because they were at the top of my priority list and I see very clearly how this could quickly be resolved. But anybody that's hung around ICANN long enough to know anything about ICANN the consensus view of that would be everything takes longer than we could possibly have expected it to. So I think that there's probably no harm in having everybody go through and identify what they think is the lowest hanging fruit. But I don't necessarily know that should end up on the master list. Perhaps it could end up in a corresponding report for those who want to go through and do that. In some respects, we probably should assume that the people who this is going to have at least as much information about the problems and the ICANN structure of resolution as we do, and therefore, they'll be able to identify the low-hanging fruit, and I think they'll also be able to identify the bundles. So I don't see how having separate comments from whomever wants to go through the effort of doing that would be harmful. But in terms of manipulating the list, which was sort of done mathematically and as objectively as somebody can, it seems to me like that'd be a step backwards.
Anyone else?
Yeah, just want to have a point of clarification. The reception of that report will be the council, and the council has I set that up with a very clear understanding that they will just pick whatever we give them and act on it. So So there will be no other negotiation on another level of this list. I mean, that's the whole sense of this task force, that we kind of have an output and they don't have to discuss it again. So we have to come up with one list, and if we cannot agree, I agree with Ross, we should just take the list we have right now, because then we've done our work and we proceed.
Right, right, right.
If we can agree on certain additional factors we might want to consider, we can do that, but if we can't reach them in that call, I would just pass on the list, because we can have 10 more calls and probably not agree, so
right.
That's pointless. I mean, I've seen that with other things, you know, and I don't really have the willingness to do that with that exercise again.
Does anyone else wish to weigh in on this subject?
Michael Counter here.
Go ahead, Mike.
Sorry to come in late. My mom is dying, and I just got back from the hospital, and I'm not at my best. But I did have a question, and that is, what if we just passed the whole list on and said we like them all? What would that do to the next phase of the process?
Well, my understanding, Mike, it would be that the council would then take the first thing on the list and initiate a PDP to deal with it. And then when that PDP was completed, they would do the same for the second thing on the list. And we would continue that iteration until the list was dealt with, which would have been a great segue to my next point, but I'll hold on to it for a few more minutes and see if anybody else wants to weigh in. Did you have any follow-up on that?
No. I guess, well, maybe one follow-up, and that is, does that imply that, presuming each PDP takes some substantial amount of time, that they're going to put them end-to-end like that? Is that your thought?
So I will take the opportunity to segue then. One of the questions we have to deal with on this call is, should there be a cutoff? Are there things that we have such loose agreement around or are of such insignificance that we, as Tom has said, I don't really think these other things are a priority. You know, should we implement some sort of a cutoff so that we're not iterating this for the next 3 years, essentially, is what it would take? Maybe I can throw that into the mix of questions as well for us to discuss at this point. Any thoughts on that?
This is Christian Curtis. It seems to me that if the council decides that they do want to act on some of these issues later, I mean, we could designate a point which we think that everything is at such a low priority and so important, but we still kind of want to rank those issues so that if they decide that they do want to act on them later, that there's still some structure there. They don't have to go through and rank them again.
Right, right. So if I'm hearing you right, then, Christian, you would recommend we forward the entire list, but indicate a demarcation point of kind of high priority versus low priority. Is that a fair take on that? Okay.
Although the list in itself also does kind of indicate the level of priority, I suppose the council could also just set its own point at which it decides that those that we have marked as low enough priority just don't need to be dealt with.
Right. Okay.
This is Pam. I would agree with that.
This is Tom. I would actually disagree with that.
What are you disagreeing with, Tom?
Well, I don't think we should have a cutoff line anywhere, and we shouldn't indicate it one. I mean, there's different understanding of the topic. There are different approaches to it. There are different needs in this group. You know, if we would have another two registrars, I'm pretty sure it would look differently. You know, that's all how the representativeness is. And I mean, we have that list. We came up with something. We kind of not willing to discuss it much longer. So I would just give it that as the output and have the council act on it. I mean, why should we? I mean, you know, if we have to. How would the process look like to determine that one thing isn't important enough to be dealt with? is it, if some one person is objecting, is that enough or not?
Well, I think we can call back to the math again on this one. In other words, there are elements on this list. I think, you know, I've said anything that scores a 10 or a higher. We've all got a pretty general agreement that they should be dealt with. And then anything with a 10 or a lower, sorry, anything lower than a 10, we don't really have a broad agreement that that they should be dealt with as a high priority. So the question I'm asking is, if we don't agree that they should be dealt with as a high priority, then are they important enough to warrant the policy development attention of the GNSO?
This is Mike again. I'm gonna chime in on the math approach.
You got me all gunned, though, Mike, so be careful.
That's okay.
I'm still trying to absorb the charts and analysis.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I'm sorry that I couldn't have been on the whole call. One of the things that the math does is it masks some pretty strongly felt opinions on both ends of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for example, you know, the one I pick out is, and I don't have any of the charts in front of me because I'm in the car, but there was one that had four people that were pretty strongly in favor and four people who were pretty strongly, not in favor, but high priority and four people that felt pretty strongly it was low priority. And the math on that would put it in the middle,
mm-hmm.
which wouldn't really make either side feel like their view was really represented. And so, one possibility, and it probably is not possible on this call, but would be to explain to each other our positions, because we might just convince each other that, oh, I didn't understand what that meant. Sure, I'll switch my high priority vote to low priority, of course. That makes tons of sense. And what often happens in conversations like that is that themes emerge. And after a while, we start speaking in code to each other, saying, well, that's the same misunderstanding that we had on issue A. And everybody goes, yeah, right. So I'll change my vote to this other position. With the goal of seeing whether we couldn't change those charts from really quite dispersed. I was actually quite startled at how dispersed the responses were. To more agreeing, simply by explaining our positions to each other. Especially for a new guy like me. I'm hopeful that someone will explain that I've misunderstood something and that my vote was misplaced. And feel pretty comfortable about the notion of changing where my position lies. But
right.
The trouble with the math is that in the consensus lingo, that's called the tyranny of the majority. And often the decisions aren't very good when you do. That's all.
Right. You know, I really struggled, Mike, to the last point. I think you make some great suggestions there, and I might suggest a path forward for this call. Take some of that into account. On the last point, I really struggled with whether or not we could rely on a mathematical approach to this or not. And in looking at the composition of this group, I believed it was a fair risk, that the composition was roughly divided between the supply side of the group and the buy side of the group, or the buy side of the market, I'm sorry. So that we would somewhat avoid a lot of the kind of stuffed ballot box problem that we might otherwise get in a larger working group. But to the other points you make, I think you raise a really, really good point there. And what I would like to do is open the floor up to anybody to make a case on a point that they feel passionately about, something that they believe wasn't treated kind of fairly in this end ranking. And then if as a result of those pleas, anybody wishes to change their ranking, I'm happy to produce another list as a result of that. I know, Tom, you've expressed some some concern around some of the rankings. So if anybody wanted to kind of take the floor at this point and make an appeal, I'm happy to devote the next, we can probably squeeze 15 or 20 minutes into this call to take that into account. Would anybody care to do so?
I would, if you can imagine.
And I would too, but, you know, go ahead, John.
Well, one thing I really care about is the lock status, because what we see in the industry is that everybody is having an implementation of that. That is not very well described in the policies we have, and it is misunderstood by a lot of them, and it's just causing a lot of confusion and concern with the registrants. And it's very hard for the registrar actually to try to help the customer, because every implementation of that detail with the various registrars is totally different. So if we could at least achieve a standard here, it would make the whole transfer procedure much easier and more transparent to the user, as well as to the support teams that actually have to deal with the customer.
Now, Tom, that was Q that you were addressing, was it?
Sorry?
It was Q you were speaking to?
I was talking about Q.
Okay.
Yes.
This is Mike, and since I think I might have been on the other extreme of that one, let me come in as the advocate on the other side and show you how this might resolve. The reason I put that really low in the priorities was not because I disagree with your point, Tom, but rather because I thought it was such a no-brainer that we could essentially put it on the pile that says, well, this is so obvious. Why don't we just make a pile of really obvious things to do and say, no, those are low priority for us because they are essentially implementation details of something that we all agree should be done. So what I did is I sort of saved my vote for things which I thought might be more, since I'm in the business constituency and sort of representing the end registrant, I sort of saved my votes for the things that gave the registrants more options and flexibility in the process itself. And that's why I gave it such a low priority, but it wasn't because I disagreed with your point. I think you're absolutely right that this business with varying implementations of the same thing is something that clearly harms the process, makes it much harder to implement, makes it much harder to roll out across a bunch of different registrars. And that's one of the reasons why I asked that question. Because when I first started working on this list, I basically found nothing to disagree with. I thought they were all great ideas. I was hoping that we could just sort of say, this is a great list. Go ahead and do all of this stuff. There's a countervailing view.
Yes. Well, I think, Mike, just to clarify on that point, if there is no cutoff, if we say these are all important, it's just that these ones are more important than these other ones, that's a statement of timing, not of the merit of the issue. So something that's ranked at the top presumably would be something that we would want to do immediately rather than wait a year to implement. So I don't think anybody, and I'll certainly try and make this clear in our final report, I think it's the general view of this call that these are all important issues.
The trick to the timing one is that we might wind up bubbling a lot of sort of technical implementation issues to the top, since they're likely to be quicker to agree on and quicker to do, and by so doing, and making some of the harder ones drop to the bottom of the list, we might miss the opportunity to sort of tackle the hard problems first.
Right. So back to Tom's proposal or explanation, I don't know what to call it now, is advocation. Does anybody want to trade any or modify any of their priorities? I have the sheet up in front of me. I can probably do this very quickly or record them fairly quickly. Okay. If anybody wants to take another look at their list, please feel free to send it to me offline. Anything I receive before the end of day today would be very, very helpful. Mike, would you like to make a case for a pet project?
Well, the one that I was entranced with when I looked at the responses was the one, and again, because I'm in the car, I can't name it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of my top three, and I can't even remember which column I was on the list. And it was the one that had four advocates on each side. So I know it doesn't give you much help.
I'm still trying to find your top three here.
Well, I'm amazed that you can. Oh, you've got, that's right, you know, you've got the secret decoder ring.
That's right.
Two of my top three didn't make it into the front ranks. One of them did. And
There was A, K, and E were your top three.
Okay.
Whether dispute options for registrants should be developed was A. A was...
One of those was one that...
Whether additional provisions related to transfer of registrations involving privacy services should be developed. And E was also here.
He
came in at four, which was whether reporting requirements for registries and dispute providers should be developed.
There was one that basically put the registrants into the process a little bit more than they are today.
Okay, that was related to whether dispute options for registrants should be developed and implemented.
Yeah, and I think that one fell fairly close to the bottom, or that might be the one that had the four and four, where four people said pretty low priority, and four people said pretty high priority. If you can help me out by looking at the details and seeing if I'm working on the red one.
I would say... the general view on that was there was four or five, I'm just looking at the spreadsheet here, four or five that had ranked it very low.
Yeah.
And a few that had ranked it kind of middle of the pack.
Oh, no, then that's not the one I want to.
Are you talking about A?
K.
A, I'm looking at it on the PDF that we got, and there are four that have it in their top three, two that have it on the very bottom, and two that have it at... 14.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys, that I can't be looking at this. It's just been a tough week. I tell you what, let me make sort of a generic case.
Sure.
They're all sort of the same issue for me, and that is that the one thing that I would just love to see is a little is more opportunity for registrants to guide the process than they have today. It's my understanding, and again, I'm a new guy, and this is not exactly my field, that today this dispute process is primarily initiated and managed by registrars. And my goal with putting all of those pretty close to the top was to put the registrant a little bit more into the game.
So are you proposing then that they would be able to come directly to a dispute resolution provider to initiate a dispute case?
Yeah. You know, that was the goal, was to give them an opportunity to initiate these things themselves rather than having to rely on their registrar. Again, for similar reasons to Tom's, in a way, except on the non-technical side rather than the technical side, which is that some registrars are more responsive than others, and by being able to approach a dispute process directly. You know, my focus is sort of customer service, vendor accountability. That's sort of the short version of what I put lots of chips on. And one of those three was split pretty dramatically, and I'm kicking myself because I can't tell you which one. But
this is Olaf. I've tried to read the list with your thoughts in mind, and maybe, I don't know, but one that struck me a bit, that being in that quarter, would perhaps be R, where the registrants should be able to retrieve all the info codes from third parties other than the registrar. I don't know if that's trying to help us.
Thanks, Olaf. That one I gave a fairly low ranking to.
Okay.
Again, because, not because I disagree with it. It's sort of the same point that I made with Tom, which is that I put a lot of things into sort of technical implementation and process improvement, all of which I like a lot. But I sort of saved my chips for giving the registrant a bit more of a say in the process itself and put those pretty high.
From a registry's point of view, this is Barbara again, I guess, yeah, I definitely think that it's important that registrants have more control over how they can, maintain their domain names. That being a thin registry, from our perspective, if a registrant would come directly to, VeriSign as a registry or a dispute resolution provider, for either of those instances, we would still need to have cooperation on the part of the registrar to validate that it is truly the registrant for the domain name. So I guess, has any thought been given in as far as how that would work?
The way I would have handled that, had I godlike powers, I would have said
I'm going to interrupt the question, because I think that's kind of where we stray from assessing the priorities to having a policy discussion. Just in the interest of time, I just want to kind of cut that one off. I really apologize.
No, it's okay.
Does anybody want to speak against that proposal that Mike has made?
I don't want to speak against that. Just want to have a clarification. So if Mike's saying he's agreeing with me and that it's the obvious stuff that can always be done, how do you think that should be achieved? I mean, even if it's a small thing, it has to go through the policy process. It's not solving itself by itself.
Oh, I agree. The thought that I had was that some of the technical sorts of issues perhaps could go through a policy process that wasn't quite as policy-like, if you will. Some of these proposals just made so much sense to me that it seemed to me that some of those could go through a really expedited process unless some terrific issue arose that we hadn't anticipated. Whereas some of these other ones are tastier from a policy standpoint, and thus would need more sort of policy-making, thinking, proposal-generating, negotiating, et cetera, et cetera. And the ones that struck me as kind of, quote, easier, I wound up putting on the low end of the list, thinking that the subsequent policy process would also be easier and that they would proceed fairly quickly. And I think that may be another version of the comment that we were talking about earlier, where we were ranking the list based on speed of implementation. Things that wound up at the bottom of my list, I would imagine, in many cases, would wind up at the top of the list in terms of speed of implementation, because there would be pretty broad agreement and it would be pretty much a technical issue to sort of figure out and get it done.
Right, right. Does anybody wish to modify their rankings based on Mike's advocacy?
Sorry, when you say modify the rankings, are you suggesting that we would adjust our own personal rankings, which would then adjust the overall based on the math?
Yes.
I may have misunderstood this a little bit. I was kind of doing this list here as a starting point for something that we would all eventually agree on, rather than just using the math itself to...
Yeah, what I was trying... This is Kristen, correct?
Yeah, yes.
I'm still getting used to the voices, sorry. What I was trying to do was get the big objections out of the way first. So Paul has... Oh, sorry. Mike has raised one. Tom has raised one. I don't know if there's others, but in hearing specific advocacy on those pieces, it was my goal to then be able to get down to a discussion of, is this the right list?
Okay. This particular issue was one struck me as a place where the math might have failed us, in that it fell at, what, 16, and four people had it in the top three, which made me think that maybe we want to adjust the list to... accounts for discrepancies that would be generated by the math.
Right. Okay. Okay. Anyone else? So what I'll take that. Let's leave the as a result of the advocacy. Let's just leave the list as is. But let's now talk about the general list. We've got about 8 minutes left in this call. Is this the right list? Is this the list that we want to send to the council? And is this the order in which it should be sent to the council? We've heard a couple of people say, no, the list is wrong. We've heard at least one person say there are two or three areas where we should adjust, look to adjust this list. So what I would ask is, are there specific adjustments that should be made? And I will seek, obviously, broad agreement about moving specific things up or down this list at this point. Would anybody like to open that up?
This is Mike. I'd like to throw out a proposal,
mm-hmm.
Which is maybe we could clump this list into some sort of like groups. And by doing that, eliminate some of the tension that the math has caused. Because I think what Tom and I have demonstrated is that we're, in a way, ranking unlike things. And because of that, given our different approaches to this, we've placed them in different places on the list. And maybe by clumping, we can eliminate some of that. And I'll throw out just one. I'm not proposing it as the one, but just as an example. What I found was that my sort of... consumer rights, customer service, vendor accountability issues were one clump, and that clump wound up at the top of my list. In the middle of my list was another clump, which was essentially process improvement, product improvement, quality improvement kinds of things. And at the bottom of my list was essentially technical implementation kinds of issues. It's not that I... don't want technical implementation kinds of things. It's just that I thought they were easier to get done and that there was broad agreement, and so I tended to put my chips elsewhere. What would happen if we went to the council with some sort of clumping like that and said, you know, here's a set not of one list but a three list, and we think that the policy process that's subsequent to this might be different for each of those clumps?
So the proposal, as I would understand it then, would be in effect asking for three policy development processes dealing with a larger subject area each. Would that be a fair characterization?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Does anybody want to comment on that?
This is Paul McGrady again, and I apologize that I'm going to have to drop off the call because I've in 4 minutes because I have other things scheduled. But it sounds to me that this is sort of what we talked about once before on this call, that perhaps we could clump together things based upon subject matter. And the same issue that I had then, I still have a few minutes later, which is, how do we deal then with with something that's lower down the overall priority list, gets moved up because it's associated with something conceptually that is higher up the list, especially when all these things really are quite highly related to each other. It's not like we're talking about apples and apples. We're talking about different kinds of apples, really. And so so that I have the same sort of question there. And then since I'm going to have to go, I have a hard stop. Another comment about the idea of going through and sort of verbally negotiating over the list. We already have the issue of the problem with the majority, and I think that we end up sort of compounding that by allowing the majority, whoever that is, I don't know, to put together the list based upon their mathematics, and then to go through again and have that, assuming that it would be a vote down situation, where if a majority of people on the call voted yes for something to be moved up, that it wouldn't be moved up even over the objections of others on the call, then we end up in a situation where we have the majority who's sort of been able to weight the list the way they want, and now they have a second shot at the apple of weighting the list the way they want based upon the number of votes on the call. And so we end up in a situation where instead of really over-representing or even adequately representing everybody, we end up in a situation where, the majority is sort of represented twice on the list.
Right.
And so I like all these ideas. Again, I don't see any problem with if somebody wanted to go through them and say, you know, as a supplement to the actual list that was prepared, to say, you know, this is the list that was prepared, and I think that these are the four things that go together. I think that these next four things are the low-hanging fruit. I think these next four things are the ones that really are urgent. I don't know if there's any harm in doing something that's supplemental to what the group does. But again, every time we add in another round of subjectivity, we end up sort of reducing everybody's voice just a little bit more if they are on the nay side of something.
So
again, I hate to only have one thing to say, but
third time's a charm, though, Paul.
Yeah, thanks. Hopefully.
I do have one question before you go, though. Is this the list, then? Is this what I'm hearing from you, that that's a yes to that question?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the answer is, yeah, I think it is, because I don't know how else we do it. I mean,
okay.
Everybody was given an opportunity to comment on it and to put in their thoughts on how things should be weighed. I think a lot of people did that. There was lots of notice about it, and I think that there were several weeks, if people wanted to engage in advocacy, there certainly was time to call people on the list or send emails and do that sort of thing and discuss it. So I think that we have a list that's, you know, at least we have some sort of mathematical standard. Now, am I happy with everything on the list? No, but I didn't get any more votes than anybody else got. And so I just don't know how else we do it in a way that's more objective than what's already been done.
Right, so it's a list, and you're moderately okay with it.
I may not be okay with the list, but I think I'm okay with the process that got us there.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate your attendance today, Paul. Thanks.
You bet.
In hearing Paul's statements, is there anyone else that would object to this being the list going forward? Or does anyone object? I'm not quite sure where the group is on this point. I haven't quite heard from a lot of people whether this list is acceptable. It's certainly, we each submit our own perfect list, but this is not the this doesn't match anybody's specific list. So, Barbara, Pam.
This is Pam. I would agree that this is the list that should go forward.
Okay.
I would agree as well.
Kristen?
This is Kristen. My one trouble is really with A, which fell so low
when it was clearly such an issue that was so important to so many people. That really strikes me as a very odd discrepancy. If there's no better way to resolve it, I do think that overall this is a fair compromise. I just find that particular anomaly troubling.
Right. So I think at this point what I would like to do, having heard from virtually everyone, save and except Ken and Stacy, is leave comment on this list open for the next, 48 to 72 hours. And I'll confirm this through an email a little bit later today. Leave this list open. Leave it open for comment for some period of time. And if anyone wishes to make these types of supplemental comments, we can certainly include these in the recommendations going to council. There's absolutely no issue from that side from my perspective. What I'm really attempting to do here is to bound the process from a timing perspective enough that we can actually get started with the meaningful work of actually starting to work on developing policy around these provisions. Knowing that we will get to the last one on the list sooner or later has been always been kind of comfort for me, knowing that no matter where it is on the list, we'll get there sooner or later. We'll let the policy chips fall where they lie. So getting anything at the top of this list, I think, is preferable at this point to continuing discussion around is this the best list, is this the best process, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Would anyone have anything to add to that in the dying minutes of this call?
I think that's a really important clarification, at least for me, Ross. Mm-hmm. If indeed eventually we're going to touch all of the things on the list, that takes a lot of the pressure off.
Okay.
I would also agree that it is surprising that one fell below, and you know, maybe if we could agree as a group that it gets sort of a special nudge somehow, that would be great.
A mulligan or something.
A mulligan.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. If that comes out of discussion on the list, I'm more than happy to move that up somehow. Does anyone else wish to comment before we close off the call? Okay, I do appreciate you for, in my typical optimistic fashion, I've estimated 30 minutes for this call. It took us an hour. That's still much better than many of the calls I've been involved in over the years, so I do appreciate you taking the extra time to help talk through this. I view this as been a very productive discussion, and I think we've actually achieved some good progress here. So thank you very much to everyone. I'll follow up with a message to the list later on today outlining my observations, formalize the call for additional comments and supplementary information, and adjust the schedule based around that kind of stuff. So you can expect to hear a little bit more from me later on today. And without any further ado, I guess I'll call the call to an end. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you,
Ross.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ross. Bye.
Bye now, mate.